Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA. And today I'd like to feature a conversation about careers. One of the most common questions I get from students, both on the phone and in person, is all about career support in the executive format. And to profile a little bit more the resources that we have for students who are contemplating a career transition and hoping to leverage their executive MBA experience to switch function or industry, I recently sat down with Sarita Soltz to talk a little bit more about career resources for switchers. So one of the things you should know is that at Darden we have two career advisors who work exclusively with our executive format students. They are Jim Collins and Sarita Soltz. Of course, I will talk with Sarita in this conversation, but we'll also be featuring a conversation with Jim later on the podcast, so stay tuned for that. Jim and Sarita do a lot of individual counseling, helping students sort of formulate their job search and strategize, but also provide programming and additional resources to help students think about the kinds of opportunities that might be of interest to them, how they make themselves competitive for the application process, and even can help students negotiate job offers and benefits and packages once they receive a job offer. So full service, to be sure. So one of the common misconceptions, I think, that I most typically encounter when talking with prospective students looking at our executive formats is around career transitions and changing jobs. Certainly, some students in our program are interested in moving up within their company and or perhaps launching their own business, but a growing portion of the students in our program are interested in leveraging their MBA to facilitate a career transition. Certainly, the more things you want to change, function, industry, the more complicated that transition is. But hopefully, as you will note from this conversation, our students are supported as they seek to make these kinds of changes, and there's no shortage of resources you can utilize as you look to do so. To give you a rough statistic, I would say maybe as many as 50% of the students in a given class are potentially open to changing jobs in some form of capacity. So if that sounds like you, know that you're not alone, and know that you have a lot of resources at your disposal here at Darden. So the other thing I will note is if you have questions about career resources or you just want to learn more about Darden's executive formats, as I've plugged many times here on the Exec MBA podcast, we welcome the opportunity to schedule a conversation and speak with you more about your background, your interests, your short-term, long-term goals, what you'd like to get out of an executive MBA experience. We offer both in-person conversations, so what we call office hours, and I'll be going to a variety of locations over the coming months. I'll be in the Washington, D.C. area, of course, where I'm based, but also Philadelphia, Wilmington, Delaware, New York City, Baltimore, Houston, Texas, Richmond, Virginia, and Norfolk, Virginia. So if any of those locations are near where you are, I hope you'll consider joining me for an office hour. It's a great way to start a conversation about Darden's executive formats and to learn more and for us to learn more about you. But if you are interested in scheduling a conversation, you can't make it to one of these in-person opportunities. Know that we also offer phone conversations on a weekly basis. They're all listed on our website, just as all these office hour conversation times are as well. So hopefully you'll be able to find a day and time that work with your schedule. So without further ado, this is my conversation with Sarita Soltz, a member of our Career Development Center team who works exclusively with our executive format students. Sarita, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett. Wonderful to be here.
All right. So today I'd like to talk about a career topic that is admittedly very broad and probably something that we could talk about for a couple hours. Career switching. We're going to try to do our best to get this accomplished in maybe about 15 minutes or so. I understand that there's a lot, and probably a couple volumes you can fill up about this. So a growing number of our students in the executive formats, depending on how you ask the question, maybe a half, maybe two-thirds of the students are at least open to switching careers. At a high level, how do you think about helping a career switcher, bring some structure to that process?
What I will say first is that each individual switching agenda is an individual situation. So we really do try to coach and understand the person so that we can help them in how they want to be helped. So we really end up being partners with them through the whole process, starting with, say, getting to know themselves better, understanding their interests, motivations, their values, how their values link up to the best corporate culture for them, what companies might be really good fits, what industries, what roles. And do this sort of divergent kind of brainstorming with them around what are the different career paths that might be possible. And, you know, then that second phase is that we work with is that they'll go out and do informational interviews. They'll network with the students here. Gosh, that's a huge resource for them to learn about the different careers that they might be interested in. And then as we go through that process, we get to really that focused job search where a lot of that tactical kind of, I've got to get my resume done, I've got to get prepared for interviews, you know, all of those things kind of happen. And that whole process that we work with students on can take anywhere between a couple of months to the full 21 months to even I'm going to start it in the middle of the program and carry it on after I graduate also. So we, you know, we really partner with the students to kind of figure out where they are with that, when do they want to make the change, how big of a change is it, and then how can we really support them, because we really do care about, you know, what happens within their experience and in their time here. So,
well, I just think about all the time you spend getting to know the students, right? Even before they show up on grounds for orientation and for the first leadership residency. You have these career kickoff meetings that are oftentimes an hour and a half long, sometimes in person, sometimes on Skype. But just it's a great sort of level set for, you know, who are you, where are you coming from, what do you want to get out of this? And you use that to develop this sort of individualized, customized plan. And so you and Jim obviously do a great job just listening to students. It's so much a part of your job. One of the things that's sort of a parallel aspect to what's going on in the program, I'm talking with Barbara Millar a little bit about how she thinks about leadership development, is the extent to which students become increasingly self-aware, self-reflective, introspective, which seems to be a big part of what you do as you start to get students thinking about their switching process, right? To sort of drill down, what's exciting to you? What do you like? What don't you like? What are your real core strengths that you'd love to have be a part of your ideal job?
Yeah, so we'll definitely work with them. I mean, I had discussions with a student today, and one of the things that we talked about is it's not just about what your key strengths are, but what strengths do you really enjoy using? Because whatever you are passionate about, that's really, you know, I kind of have this philosophy, which is what you're passionate about, the money will end up following. Then your career really will take off.
Yeah, well, if you can align that sort of passion, I mean, just think about how much more satisfying that job is for someone, and you go to work every day, and your passion is your job is your passion. I mean, it just makes an exponential difference in someone's quality of life. If you think about just the volume of time we spend at work thinking about work.
Yeah, you know what? So it's funny because Darden has just kicked off this branding campaign around knowing your why of work. So I think that is all about kind of understanding what it is that you really want to do, what's your purpose. So we'll do a lot of that front-end kind of discovery work, but not only with us that you'll be able to do that, but we have faculty that do different programs, and we have something called a professional advancement course that can really help you dig into what is it that I really want to do and create that passion, purpose in my life.
Well, I just think that's so much more of where people are now in terms of thinking about their jobs. I think there was probably a time in American history where people thought, I go to work, it's what I do.
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Maybe it's a little bit more transactional. It's a job. But it's now seemingly increasingly important to, you know, full-time students, executive students, that their work have meaning, that it have value, that it have a purpose, maybe even a broader social impact.
Yeah.
Beyond just, you know, earning a really, really great salary. And sort of that mentality is at the root of sort of thinking about your why. And what is it that's leading you to this? And certainly something we stress with students on the front end, right? As they're thinking about coming to business school, you know, why do you want to do this? You know, why an MBA? Why Darden in specific? And what are your goals? And really push people to think about that. So hopefully by the time they're talking to you, they've already engaged in some of that introspection.
Yeah, and you know, I think they have. And then what will happen is they come here and then the whole their whole world opens up, right? And then they talk to a whole bunch of different students and maybe they thought they were going to climb. But you know what? I am learning that I totally love my data analytics, decision analytics class or whatever. And then now I really want to, you know, do something different than maybe what I was doing before. So we see that happen too.
Well, it's this idea of keeping maybe two ideas in your head at the same time, right? You have this career goal that can be fairly specific, and I want to do this thing, but you also have this idea that you're going through a transformational educational experience, so you should be open at the same time. And, you know, you can advance along both paths and realize that, gosh, yeah, you are meeting a lot of interesting people who have jobs and careers and things that you just never even knew about before showing up here. And so it's not uncommon, and you know, we talk about this a lot, that students with even the first 2 or 3 months they're in the program, their career goal has shifted entirely. That probably presents interesting opportunities for you and Jim to continue to have some of those introspective conversations.
Yeah, you know, all of those situations are great. You know, it's not like there's one right answer or there's one path or a student has to decide and this is the way they're going to go. I mean, what we really do is we want to listen to the student, find out what they are really learning. Because the great thing about this experience is you will learn. And you will learn a lot. And you'll learn a lot about yourself. You'll learn a lot about business. And then it will help you get to where you want to be. And it is completely fine to change your mind along the way. It is fine to change your mind at the second meeting. We've had folks now who've come in for their career kickoff meetings. Now they're at their second meeting and they're like, you know what, I already know I didn't want to do what I thought I wanted to do. They might go through a year and then decide because they've gotten more experience to some of the career, you know, the career work. I mean, the coursework. So, you know, I guess each situation is very individualistic. And what I like to do is really listen and kind of coach and help someone in that switching sort of process based on where they are showing up also and how they're showing up, if that makes sense.
Well, I think there's surprises for students. I always think when those career leader assessments come back to them, they look at some of the results and they're like, really? Finance, you know, or something or, that's wildly different than what that just used as an example, but something that's wildly different than what they do now. And how do you think about helping students process that when they look at the assessment and it says maybe you should be doing something different than this area in which you've built a career?
Well, that is funny, Brett, because the first thing we ask when someone does so, we you know, the career leader assessment gives those interests, motivations, where you feel you're most confident in your skill set, as well as that career match. And one of the first things that we do is we do try to get students to do it because it is a huge help in terms of learning about yourself. And one of the first questions that I'll ask is, hey, first of all, can you send it to me so I can review it? But the second question is what were the surprises for you on it? Because those are some of the things that we might want to discuss, because those are usually going to be the things that you haven't thought about before. Right? Because you might, I mean, if you're working, say, in corporate finance, you might have already thought about investment banking. But what if it shows up that really what you'd really like to do is marketing? So, and you haven't even considered that, or marketing, you know, product management, marketing management. So there's, you know, there's some kind of interesting discussions that can happen coming out of that and sort of talking then about how, you know, let's think about how you might explore this. Go, maybe we can put you in touch with some students or alums that are doing this so that you can learn, is this something that you'd like to do or not? So those kind of discussions are really fun to have.
Well, the thing that I always think about, and we stress with prospective students, is that success as an executive format, but also maybe as a full-time student, is largely a function of the career success, I should say. It's largely a function of the time and attention you're willing to devote to your career search. There is a tremendous amount of potential at Darden for any student. You have a lot of people behind you. You have career development staff, you have your classmates, you have program staff, you have faculty, you have the Darden Alumni Network. But it takes a student to actualize that potential and to really own the process. So one of the things you had mentioned in our original conversation with Jim is about sort of promoting accountability or helping students be accountable. I thought that was such an interesting thing.
So we'll work with students in a bunch of different ways. And so kind of when they come in, we'll ask, hey, are you really comfortable about following up? Because what we'll do is we'll expect you to follow up with us, you know, as you're going through this career switching process. But as an example, if we haven't heard from you in a little while, we'll reach out and say, hey, what's going on? How are you doing? You know, that kind of thing. We also give students the option to have what we call an accountability partner. So we'll set up regular meetings because they say, you know what, I really want to make sure that this does stay as a top priority. Because what happens is life, right? And life is full of the classes you're taking here that is all new and you're trying to figure out how to fit it into your schedule. It's also your work life and then your personal life, your home life. So life can happen, and what tends to happen is the career stuff falls to the wayside, and because it's not urgent, right? You've got time to figure it out. So, you know, the more time that you put into it and the more effort you put into it, really, the more you'll get out of it. And if you were trying to really make a major career switch, so if you're going to switch not only industries, companies, roles, then you'll really want to put some effort and time into it, because to be successful, that's what you're going to need to do.
One of the things that stood out to me about a career panel you and Jim put together for our incoming 2019s, so what comment one of the students made, and I think about sort of your passion for coaching, right, and working with students, and which is a little different than advising. And the student said, gosh, I had really good days and I had not so good days as I was doing this. Sometimes I was just ready to say, like, I don't think I could do this. And other times it was the greatest experience they'd had. And so how do you help a student weather all that? I mean, that's a lot when you already have a pretty full plate and you sort of have to deal with this adversity and the sort of the emotional ups and downs of a job search. How do you think about that from a coaching standpoint?
Yeah, you know, it all is going to be based on the individual. So when I'm sitting with a student, I will be taking it all in. I'll be listening to what they're saying. I'll be observing their body language. I'll be trying to see if they seem happy versus sad. Are they stressed? Kind of just where are they and how are they being, if that makes sense. So I'll take that in, and then I kind of tailor my coaching based on that. If they need encouragement, I'll give you encouragement. If the person is saying, look, I didn't do great in this interview, that's fine. Move on. So we'll move on. So, I mean, it just really does vary by individual.
Well, I think that's the beauty of what you and Jim do is I stress with prospective students all the time that there's a real human scale to our program, that it's not this place where you're just going to be a number and a member of the Roslyn section and just an IMBA format student or whatever, that it's a place where there's so much personal connection, whether it's peer-to-peer, whether it's staff to student, faculty to student, you are a known quantity. And particularly the work that you and Jim do, I mean, you know these people's stories better than almost anybody else, because you're there with people on maybe their best day. Mm-hmm. You're there with people on maybe one of their harder days. You're there from the beginning to the end. Like, you get to see the full arc in a way that maybe not everybody gets to see. I have to think that makes your work both sometimes challenging but also really rewarding.
Yeah, and you know, I really, you know, it's so funny because we talked about the why of your work, right? And me getting to be here is my why, because it really, I get such a sense of being in flow when I'm helping others trying to figure this stuff out. So the students might have good or bad days. I really enjoy helping them through thick and thin, through it all.
Well, the thing I always share with prospective students is it's a privilege to get to sit with people who are talking to you about these sort of intimate things, right? This is my dream. Like, this is my goal. This is what I want to get out of this educational experience. And, like, that's a lot of vulnerability to offer to essentially a stranger, right? Obviously we get to know people over the course of the program, but many times this may be my first conversation with someone and yet they're willing to share with me. And I know you and Jim have a similar experience. I always think it's a pretty humbling thing to be able to to be there and sit with somebody. But then you guys get to go even further than that. You get to help people take the next step and sort of push forward on that, which is, I would think, an amazing part of what you do.
Yeah, it's what makes this job so wonderful. So,
well, Sarita, thank you so much. I've enjoyed. I mean, like I said, it's a very, and I know you feel this too. Very broad topic, switching, but thank you so much for sharing your insights today.
Yeah, thank you, Brett.
Sarita Soltz, a member of our Career Development Center team, who works with our executive format students. Of course, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the Exec MBA podcast, let us know. Be reached at exec, that's exec MBA @darden.virginia.edu. Until next time, thanks for listening.